There's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions. That was the Stone Roses. This is the Playlist, and this is Dread Zone.
You and Amanda won.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a lovely way to start the show? There's a lovely little 1-2 punch there from the Stone Roses and Dreadzone, both of which fit the theme this week quite nicely. The theme is, of course, hair. And the Stone Roses, she bangs the drum, which, as a British English speaker, it's a fringe, okay? And I don't agree with that one, Rachel, but it's a great tune. And as I just said on Mastodon, Rachel suggested that one within minutes of me announcing last week's theme. And then a few days later, it became somewhat more poignant. So rest in peace, Manny, of the Stone Roses. I won't labour on that one much longer because I didn't really know the Stone Roses that well. I came along a little too late for them, but that is a really good tune, so I'll stick by that one. That was also suggested by Davybot, but Rachel got in there first. And Dreadzone, Little Britain, Dreadzone, Little Britain. That was suggested by... Oh, hang on a second, I've got a thing to do. That one was suggested by... Real Ale Rocks. And yes, it does. So thank you very much, Real Ale Rocks. A fresh Jeffrey here for us to abuse. That was a really lovely tune. So thank you for that suggestion. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is hair. And I don't think there's any innuendo, like it turned out there was a lot of last week. Outrageous behaviour. However, there is this track, which was suggested by... Hang on a minute, we'll do it again. iMalcolm at mastodon.social. Long time listener, first time caller, he tells me. So welcome along and thank you for suggesting. But this next one was also suggested by Sheza T. And there was someone else, I think it might have been Swisslet. This is by far and away the most suggested track this week. This is One Giant Leap with Braided Hair.
I have to tell everybody about myself.
The naked rose in the fields where the pain festered. I wonder where the hole came from. In the deeps of my heart, made me yearn for the drought. It's the same place where the crosses burn. The same place where the loss was earned. It's the place where the floss was yearned. Gold teeth and bling, ice on the rings, baby, sure. Yo, we all got things that hang on our back. Things that make us cool, things that make us whack. Things that make us mad. Things we wish we never had done. But they're just the things that make us real. Not the maps to guide where we go from here. The road twists and braids like hair until we all get there. Like that I don't know some mysteries. Ancient things and beginnings. Excited about the day when I don't have to hear all the theories. My scalp needs some grease. In the same place where the crosses burn. The same place where the loss was earned. The only way we all can learn is if we have these brains with the twist and turn. So we all got things that hang on our back. Things that make us cool, things that make us whack. Things that make us mad. Things we wish we never had done. But they're just the things that make us real. Not the maps to guide where we go from here. The road twists and braids like hair until we all get there.
Walking in the rain. pace of life, looking for my own pace. Not always wanting to, but I have to. Sometimes feeling like I've bitten off much more than I can chew. But the wind goes through my hair and lifts me up with ease. Not a crease, hair full of grease, no weave embracing me. It's you I see. I am you and you are me, I see, yeah. I am you and you are me, I see, yeah.
We might survive as brothers, yeah. All perish here as fools. Don't place your bets, don't bet too soon. Yeah, you might find me in another field, like someone you will do. You know that face, yeah, we all do. We might survive as brothers, yeah. All perish here as fools. Don't place your bets.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Whenever I'm dressed cool, my parents put up a fight. And if I'm hot shot, mom will cut my hair at night. In the morning, I'm short of my identity. I spent mom and dad, why can't I be who I wanna be? To be. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to love me for who I am. I just wanna be myself, and I want you to know I am my hair. I've had enough.
being that kind of DJ that wangs on about how great the tunes are that they play. But that really is magnificent, isn't it? It's like if Jim Steinman actually wrote like massive queer pop ballads or anthems, that would be at the very top of his pile. That was a magnificent tune, and somewhat overshadowed by the fact that it's off the same album as Born This Way, which is a great tune in its own right, but that was really, really good. So thank you to Miss Melanie H for suggesting that. I am actually going to go and listen to the album properly. I played Born This Way a lot when it came out because I was DJing at the time on the boat. I don't like to talk about it. But yeah, no, I never really dug into the album beyond that. That was magnificent. And ahead of that was One Giant Leap with Braided Hair, as suggested by Ian Malcolm and Sheza T. So thank you, Sheza T, for that suggestion. I'll give that one to Ian because it was his first suggestion. But Sheza gets a mention on that one as well. That was Speech and Nena Cherry, so Davey Bot over in the chat, very appreciative of that one. Davey Bot, I believe Nena Cherry is on his list, and Mrs. Bot wouldn't be allowed to complain. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is hair, and all the songs are hair-related in one way or another, as, you know, that's how it works here on The Playlist, including this next one, which was suggested by Sjord. In fact, the next two were suggested by Sjord. Well done, Sjord, I suppose. This one's Aesop Rock with Racing Stripes.
Shitty clippers in a sink like psst, motherfucking psst, psst. That's a quiet kid buzzing in symmetric rubber lines in crudely. Some said I praise the Lord. I say you wanna feel safe, baby, shape the orb, and I will see you all in heaven. Ready, fled a panic room, pissed and been searching for animal chinsins. Bumping Johnny Rad, eye on a saucepan. Current my 4 months shy on the off chance. Might just reset this whole shit. I knew this kid Camus, who in the lion's mouth made up a fail-safe way to get his life corralled. Let's say short on the rent, his landlord is upset. He disappears with shears, yelling, "I'm going George Jeff." Bathroom doors sound like a park neck barbershop quartet, forced in a war with itself. Now what emerged next in a shaft of light is bulbs up top, long on the back and sides. Maybe the blade oil came with an axe to grind. My granddaddy half smile, all mastermind. He asked, "How do I look?" I said, "You look insane." He said, "The haircut come with a theory. I'll explain. Please do. First, no hats allowed. Bow neck, mail pattern when he out the house and wouldn't crop it up until his monopoly brought Pasco. Till then, walk this town like an asshole. Psst, motherfucking bzz, bzz. Last week we were stony. This wiki program beats all Monday. Sold to Wednesday. Pay rent, fabricate a whole new hedge maze. Back on the smooth shit Friday at noon, bitch. Wow.
just like that. A method I encourage you to share and apply and adapt, as one day his ditty grow back. So, if yours does, get that zig zig zag. Start with a textbook. Maybe try a holy home dig to your turn.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
It's the beginning of a new and excitingly different story.
I listen.
What's the matter with my brain? I can't think clear. Oh, it's the hair. Trying to get the race, I gotta make it disappear. Yeah, now I got an open mind. Plus, some priests do give it a shot.
Warheads and hoodies, black jeans and boots. Moved by the millions and children slay rock, but I won for the road. The lock get threaded, drive the rift, the conflict get dead. It got some back for baseball rock. When I react, that black folk have to get sacked. This attack,
attack of the boys, attack of the boys, attack of the boys, attack of the boys, attack of the boys.
Most times I get dirty, that whole scandalous, crazy, conniving, wild. Suckers know wow, smoke them like the bloody Buddha, but forehead style. Triple zero against your grain. I say get close to Nick though, cause it's just another victim.
What?
Listen, do you hear what I hear?
Yeah.
Sounds like an intruder coming in a rear.
Yo, sticky, sicko.
No, I want kick.
I got the Glock, I'm with
him.
Yeah. Now they gonna get it.
I got him, I shot him, he hit rock bottom. I flip it, you're wicked, and why I wanna spot him. The ass no best, death for back and heat up. 20 bags of demons, my work, your dance speed up.
We rush on him hard.
Bring him out there.
I next rush on him hard.
Not happy about that at all. That's about a bald head, not about hair. Seared, you're on notice for that. That was Onyx, Attack of Da Bald Heads, which may also be innuendo. Ahead of that was Aesop Rock with Racing Stripes. That one was fine. We'll allow that one. Thank you, Seared. You're no longer on notice because of that. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is hair. And, well, hair, yeah, it all pretty well covers it. This next one was suggested by Rollo, and again the one after that. Apparently I did a really bad job of programming the show this week, because, yeah, two in a row twice. Well, what are you going to do? This is Lee Scratch Perry and the Upsetters with Curly Locks.
Yes, I dread not to go. Yes, I not to
They weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. And send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him. And let him go, yes, sister. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If the man don't understand you, if you fly off separate things. Waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. Oh no, oh no. I'm gonna rub, wash, wave, rub the man right out of my hair. I'm gonna rub, wash, wave, rub the man right out of my hair. Don't try to patch it up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yes, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. And send him on his way. I'm gonna send him. Send him on his way.
One of the more proud moments of my life in terms of snappy comebacks was, and it's a bit of a journey, this one. When my granddad died, had him cremated, these things tend to do, and they took him out to sprinkle him around a local park where he used to walk all his dogs. And my grandmother, being the my grandmother was an individual type. She suffered no falls and was, yeah, you've probably met people like my grandmother, but not really. Anyway, they gave her the last of the remnants in the bag to sprinkle, you know, her beloved husband. She threw a handful of them at the congregated masses. I wasn't there because I was in a different part of the country at the time and I couldn't get back there. So my mum phoned me up to tell me how it all went, and she told me about this. She said, oh, he was all in my hair, he was all down my cleavage and everything. And I just started singing, you've got to wash that man right out of your hair. And I was really proud of myself for that. Anyway, that was Ella Fitzgerald. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. Ahead of that was Lee Scratch Perry and the Upsetters. Don't forget the Upsetters, with Curly Locks. Of which three versions of that tune were suggested. The other two are, of course, in the extras playlist that will play out after 9 o'clock, and it will play all night long because that's how we roll here on the playlist. This next one, as suggested by White Wolf, is Five Man Electrical Band with Signs. Answers on a postcard if you know which track sampled this one.
To keep Mother Nature in. If God supposed to be here. Science said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
I was lying in the bed with a fever, a burning up inside. My baby walked in my bedroom and I could hardly open my eyes. She said she was going to the pawn shop just across the track. She started packing some clothes in a hurry, then she said she would be right back. But I ain't seen hide nor hair of my baby since that day. Well, I ain't seen hide nor hair of my baby since she went away. I remember so well when she slammed the door, but the girl didn't make it back no more. I ain't seen hide nor hair of my baby since that day. Oh, well, I waited for 24 hours. I was just about to starve to death. It didn't look like she was coming back, so I had to look out for myself. Well, I called the police department just to find out of what they knew. They said no by heck, but we will get her yet, 'cause they were looking for her too. Well, I ain't seen high in the hair, my baby, since that day. Had gone. She said he left with a lady patient about 24 hours ago. I added two and two, and here's what I got. I gotta never see the girl no more. Well, I ain't seen high to have my baby since that day.
That was Lou Rawls, Hide Nor Hair, as suggested by Roy Too. That was from 1993. Ahead of that, suggested by White Wolf, was Five Man Electrical Band with Signs, which was sampled by Fatboy Slim on one of the tracks on Palookaville. So whenever I hear it, it kind of blows my brain that you don't just hear that sign says long-haired freaky people need not apply over and over and over again, because that's how it should be. Anyway, thank you very much for that suggestion, White Wolf. a very good tune indeed. This next one was suggested by Dr. Mrs. Swisslet, who has achieved her doctorate. So congratulations. In fact, I'll tell you what. Where is it? Dr. Mrs. Swisslet. Spreading the clap all over the joint tonight. Congratulations, Dr. Mrs. Swisslet. I'm sure you have an actual name, but you're not on Mastodon, so you have to go by your husband's name. I don't make the rules, I just enforce them with an iron grip. Oh, also, in the chat, Davybot is asking what people's best hairdos were, so please feel free to let us know what your best hairdo was. This next one, yeah, suggested by Dr. Mrs. Swisslet, is Peter Sarsted's very creepy Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? Suggested presumably because of his magnificent moustache and the fact that he mentions hair in the first verse.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes. They try. Look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to my lovely. When you're alone in your bed, I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Playlist.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime.
Swisslet, and ahead of that, suggested by Dr. Mrs. Swisslet, because, you know, I've been really bad at programming the show this week, was Peter Sarstedt with Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? A man determined to find out more. It is a kind of creepy tune, but, yeah, what are you gonna do? People love the creepy tunes. I keep buying them and all that. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is hair. So, of course, all the songs are about hair, including this next one, as suggested by Roy, who, by the way, Roy suggested the Lou Rawls track earlier, which I forgot to say. Anyway, Roy also suggested this one. This is Madeline May with Blue-Haired Boy. So, enjoy. It's very sweet and quite short.
I saw a blue-haired boy crossing the road the other day. I didn't say much of anything. He said he liked my hair bleached but slightly green. I replayed the whole thing over and over and over and over and over and over and Each time remembered it differently. Had I made a whole conversation up in my head over the things I could have done or I could have said. Guess it makes sense when a poet doesn't know it in the moment, but writes a finger down on paper sometime later. See, I know what to say, just not in the moment. Hey, blue-haired boy, please come back my way. I finally know what to say to you. I like your boots, but your laces are coming loose. Hope you didn't trip since I didn't warn you. You've probably already forgotten about me. My hair that's blonde and bleached but slightly green. You've probably already forgotten about me. My hair that's blonde and bleached but slightly green.
Wasn't that lovely? And very short. That was Madeline May with Blue Haired Boy. Thank you very much for suggesting that one. If you are old enough to understand this next one, or this next bit of audio, then don't forget to take a couple of ibuprofen before you go to bed. Might help you not sleep funny.
Help, help. Here come the bears.
Help, help.
Here come the bears.
Help, help. Here come the bears.
Let's go.
Help.
It's the Hair Bear Bunch.
You are my sweetest downfall. Sheets of paper lies my truth. I have to go, I have to go. Your hair was long when we first met. Samson went back to bed, not much hair left on his head. He ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. And history books forgot about us, and a Bible didn't mention us, and a Bible didn't mention us, not even once. Myself one night, I bared those scissors in the yellow light, and he told me that I'd done all right, and kissed me till the morning light, and he kissed me till the morning light. Samson slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed. Oh, we couldn't bring the columns down, yeah, we couldn't destroy a single one. And the history books forgot about us, and the Bible didn't mention us, not even once. You are my sweetest downfall.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
The glorious Idols, Never Fight a Man with a Perm. Which, how many songs are there about perms? I can't think of many, if any, in fact. That was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, who did note that I played that not that long ago in the show about suggestions, but it's an absolute banger, so I played it. Ahead of that, as suggested by Heapy, was Sepultura with Roots, Bloody Roots. So one for all the kids with knots in their hair. Yes. Before that, ahead of the top of the hour, Regina Spektor with Samson, the wonderful, beautiful Samson. I've seen some chat concerning something called the 8 o'clock face melter, and I would like to categorically deny that such a thing exists. I just put the show together how I want. I let the vibe take the reins. You know, Jesus doesn't take my wheel, the vibe does. This next one was suggested by, where am I in my list? The Donzy Lass, on account of, so I was talking about this track during the week, because I discovered that it's a cover of a Smiths track, and as we all know, Morrissey shall never darken these airwaves, but I'm happy to play covers, because, you know, turns out the Smiths wrote really good songs. Anyway, Anthrax have hair, therefore this one counts.
Beard.
magnificent stuff there from Fu Manchu. That was Weird Beard, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. King of the Road, the album that that's from, is one of the finest records I own. Absolutely incredible. I love that band. I saw them at this sweaty little shit box in Southampton many years ago. Must have been touring that record, actually. So it would have been about 99, 2000. And they played the Nexus, which is a block of flats now, I think, and tore it down. Genuinely the hottest gig I've ever been to. I'm not surprised they tore the venue down, actually. It was probably a public health nightmare. But man, it was a great gig, and I was basically deaf for a week afterwards, which, you know, back when I was 20 was a sign of pride. But here I am at 45 with tinnitus thinking, damn, you're an idiot. Anyway, it has been brought to my attention that Roots Bloody Roots was actually about the regrowth and the fact that you have to then cover them. So I'm a Baldington, what do I know of these things? Absolutely nothing. Ahead of Fu Manchu, you heard Anthrax with their cover of The Smiths' London, which, like I said, this week I discovered it was a cover, and I've loved that track since I first heard it on the Airheads soundtrack in 1994. So, there you go. Thank you very much to everybody for suggesting that. There was the Donzi Lass, and Seared gets a triple whammy. Good lord. God, it's like the old days of the playlist where like four people would suggest all the songs. But, yeah, there's still some absolute bangers this week, and it's all good. This is The Playlist, of course. I am Darren, and the theme this week is hair. That Fu Manchu track is one of two songs this week that isn't about head hair, that is about face hair. Surprisingly few songs about moustaches and beards. Anyway, there's one more to come. That one's about a beard also. So no songs about moustaches. There must be something out there. Anyway, this one's about a kinky afro.
I said, Dad, you were shabby. why.
You want answers?
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
Great big hula of hope.
forward destination.
My favourite fact about Four Non Blondes is that Linda Perry, the singer, went on to be an incredibly successful songwriter for other people. I know two Four Non Blonde tracks, that one and the one that they recorded for the Airheads, second reference for the Airheads soundtrack. Go and watch the Airheads, it's a great movie. Well, it's a great movie from 1994 that I loved when I was 14. And it has a really good soundtrack. But yeah. Anyway, Linda Perry went on to write Get the Party Started for Pink, Beautiful for Christina Aguilera, What You Waiting For Gwen Stefani, Candyman for Christina Aguilera, what else we got here? Just a whole load of incredibly huge tracks. Yeah, it turns out Linda Perry, incredible songwriter for other people. But that was a really good tune. I really enjoyed that. It's one of those really evocative tracks. 1993 that came out. So I'd have been 12, 13 when that came out, and it was everywhere for a while. And it just takes me right back to there. I love it. Of music. Transporting you around through time. Who says we can't invent time machines, eh? Thank you very much to Real Ale Rocks, second suggestion from Real Ale Rocks this week, and also Tiger Crash. Tiger Crash got a suggestion in for that one as well. Thank you very much to both of you for those suggestions. In fact, no, do you know what, looking at it, that's the first Tiger Crash one that I've played tonight. So Tiger Crash gets that one, congratulations. Thank you, the Real Ale Rocks, for also suggesting it. This next one was suggested by CC Ferry, and once again, I take exception to it on account of it is not about hair. It is about the opposite of hair. This is Camper Van Beethoven.
Forget what it was.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's apparent it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. Yes, I'm a soldier.
against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't find me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready, because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life, because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony? Baby, I'm just living my life, because I rock a side pony. Rock a shine pony, a rock a shine pony. Since I met you, you've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a fable. Why can't we hide on our way in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a shine pony. Baby, I'm just living my life, because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony? Yeah. Baby, I'm just living my life, because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. La la la.
As suggested by Davey Bot, that was Lake Street Dive with Side Pony from 2016, though somehow I've managed to select a live cut for that one. Not entirely sure how I've managed that, but that's just how we roll here on the playlist, which is, of course, run by a professional. That is me. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for tolerating it. Thank you for sticking around despite everything. The theme this week is hair, which you may have figured out by now if you've been listening for the last 90 minutes, because, you know, all of the songs have been about hair, except Camper Van Beethoven, which is about not hair. But it's an absolutely incredible tune. I was genuinely surprised. I always go through and note down what year the track was released, and I was genuinely surprised to discover that that tune is from 1985. I always thought it was from the mid-90s. It's got that perfect mid-90s alt-pop sound, hasn't it? It was really good. I love that tune so much. Actually 86, not 85. So thank you very much to CC Ferry for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Giflian and is a new act to me, but this came out in 2019, so that tracks. I don't actually know any new music since 2011. This is Bibio with Curls.
To see within. out of light. Who'd have thought that we'd break the things we like? To find a stone just to bounce across a pond. It's the path it makes, there's a clue to where the song.
Radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you get
the playlist
on that radio. This is it. I made it.
Aaron at cutie.city would like to apologize for suggesting this one, but I'm playing it anyway.
She was undecided.
for one, enjoyed that perfectly enough. That was Middle of the Road, not doing Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. That was them doing Samson and Delilah. Thank you, Aaron, with all from the bottom of my cold, broken heart, for that suggestion. That was perfectly adequate music. This is the playlist, the home of perfectly adequate music, with a professional DJ. That's me, Darren. Thank you very much for joining me. Although if you have just joined us, then, well, I hate to break it to you, but you've only got about 17 minutes left to enjoy. Though it will be up, of course, on the archive as soon as I get it edited. Which, so far, touch wood, there's nothing to edit out yet this week. Not like last week where I fell off hair. But, you know, the less said about that, the better. Though I did keep it in because it made me laugh. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. I've got like 4 more tracks to play and 17 minutes to play them in, so I should probably shut up and play them. This next one was suggested by Andy Fish and is The Collide with Blue Hair Dye. HUD beyond hair. What does lie beyond hair? I'm interested. I'd like to know more. Send me your prospectus, CUD. I wish to know what lies beyond hair. That was suggested by Sheepnik. Thank you very much to Sheepnik for that suggestion. Ahead of that was The Collide with Blue Hair Dye from 2023, as suggested by Andy Fish. So thank you very much, Andy, for that. That was really nice, actually. I really enjoyed that. Anyway, right, on to matters of great importance. Great, great importance. Next week's theme. So, next week's show is... Well, the theme for next week's show is... Clean. Clean. That was suggested by Troggy, as was this week's, actually. So thank you very much, Troggy, for those suggestions. If you've got suggestions for themes, please feel free to shout them at me, because I am but one man with a broken brain who cannot think up words. So, yeah, throw your suggestions my way if you want. If you think you can, if you think people can work together to make a 2-hour radio show based on that theme. Hell, I managed it, you know, based on nuts. So, I reckon we'll be alright. This next one isn't about hair, of course, but a radio show about hair would not be complete without ZZ Top. Sorry, ZZ Top.
Lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks. Gonna break the bank. 25 more. About to rip the suits with 25 flows. I got 25 lighters, well, don't you know? Mm-hmm. 25 fried diamonds in my ring. 25 12s in the trunks to bang. Oh, Lord. Making moves, making 25 mil. Gonna knock off a big time 99 Seville. Come on. 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. Climbing by 25 doors. Representing for the those unholding 25 more. ZZ done put 25 out the door. Hitting the heart, we're gonna do it until 25 shows. Put 25 lighters on my dresser, dresser. You know I got to get paid. Lighters on my dresser, dresser. Yes, sir. I got to get paid. Come on. 25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir. I got to get paid.
That's a very abrupt ending, isn't it? Fortunately, I was waiting for it. Anyway, that was ZZ Top, Gots to Get Paid, where, of course, Frank Beard was the only one without a beard. As any fool know. Thank you very much for joining me this week. That's all I've got time for now. I'm off to bed. This will be up on the archive very shortly, and the extras will be playing out all night long from the end of the next song onwards. And as promised, a second song about beards. This is The Beards, as suggested by Moth Ninja with You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man. Good night.
gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.